This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The murder trial of Amber Guyger gets underway today in Dallas. She's the Dallas police officer who shot and killed 26-year-old Botham Jean while he was in his own apartment. There's no dispute that Amber Guyger shot and killed accountant Botham Jean in his fourth-floor apartment. As Guyger said in her 911 call right after the shooting, she thought she'd entered her apartment directly below Jean's. In the recording obtained by WFAA-TV, she asked for emergency medical help.
I'm an off-duty officer. I thought it was in my apartment, and I shot a guy thinking it was my apartment.
Former U.S. Attorney Matt Orbig expects Geiger's defense will include the most human of behaviors. She made a mistake, a deadly one.
Did she mean to do it? Was there a mistake of fact? Meaning, did she believe that there was a different environment, a different setting in which she was in?
Orbig says, however persuasive Geiger's story may sound, prosecutors may ask how she missed the unique red mat in front of Jean's apartment, or whether she used her holstered police pistol too quickly when she saw Jean in the dark. She still wore it after a long shift. Supporters of Jean and members of his family see his death cloaked in racism. A scared white cop too quick to shoot an unarmed black man without assessing everything. Jean's mother, Allison, flew from her home in St. Lucia to Dallas after the shooting.
So I'm calling on the Dallas officials. Please give me justice for my son, because he does not deserve what he got.
Orwig says it may be hard but important for jurors to objectively assess this highly emotional trial.
Because you don't want people picking sides on that aspect of the case. You want the jury solely considering the facts, the evidence before them, and the law that the judge instructs them, and that's the way they're going to have to make that decision.
The judge has suggested the trial could last 2 weeks. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.